Hello, 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 everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just waiting for my YouTube to sync up. It looks like we're working. Let me get my screen shared here. Today is the 25th of April. We got lots of good news to share with you, including all my customers. So as you said, today is the 25th. It is Sunday morning, 10:49 a.m. my time, New York, or Eastern Standard. Before we get started, you want to get my email newsletter every day. You can also get some free trading secret sauce stuff. Join at quantlabs.net. Next thing, get on the blog. And specifically, when you get over the blog, quantlabs.net/blog will do it. And what you want to do is you want to get into the private chat. Just click the chat there, and then you want to get into the private chat to know what the latest stuff I'm working on, the rationale for it. And we have now some really good success. So with that, you get access to the private chat server for life, as well as some good video training for both Python and MotoWave. We're going to be getting back into MotoWave, well, as of this week. All right, so knowing that, let's get back over to our cointracking.info. Now, I show this because I'm really confident of what's going on here. We know about Bitcoin's taking some big losses. Last night, I was up at 4 a.m. thinking there was a free fall going on. It's already corrected and recovered pretty well. So here we are, peaked at 6,100. On April 20th, and it's dropped back about as far down to 5,600, but it's already up at around $5,800. Okay, this is real time. So number one here is if you don't have a trading guru showing you these results, dump them. They're garbage because they're not showing you the reality of what's going on in trading. This is one of the reasons why I do full-time focus on crypto. And the other thing I want to show you is the daily balance here. This is really important. I'm going to show you the results so far. So this is what I work off of. I was hoping to synchronize with the API of coin tracking, but they don't update a lot. They only update once a day for live trading. We can see here it's already up 1.66 now. So that's what's happening. We're doing pretty good. So I'm happy about that. And here's some of the losses you can see here is not too bad. 3.14 down negative 0.69 and negative 2.8 for the last 3 days. And here, I would say between these 2 days, we've easily broke even and we're back at to making money over the last 5 days. So there is that. But we'll check back in here. Now, let me show you what's going on with the trading client. Here is the order history and my Binance live, okay? So first thing I wanna show is we had a bug and it took probably one of the longest times to get this bug fixed, but I finally figured it out. If you were to look at this before this fix went in, it only do either buys. But now what's happening is it's actually buying and selling as it's supposed to. There's no more abandoned positions. So you can see here we get some automated selling and buying. Now, I've talked about the exceptions. I'm going to go into more detail with that. That's a fact of life. We can't get around that. But what you need to focus on is a few things, is to make sure you have buying and selling on what's being bought is eventually going to get sold off within an hour, a couple hours, or even half an hour. Okay. So that's the order history on the spot market, okay? So as long as you have some selling going on, and you can see here live, we just went into buying SRM, USDT. So that's performing right now. We'll take a look at that on MotoWave. The other thing is we wanna look for, let me just refresh this, is currently when it comes to your bot, your trading, if you sign up for this service, a couple of things you need to be aware of is you wanna make sure really important. This right here is a typical order size. So everything now is in USDT. And that's roughly close to $400 is going to get you a fill. And that's a lot of challenges to get that fill will happen. And it's determined upon the market conditions. If it's a strong market, this cost to get that fill goes up as the market strengthens. Last week it was $300. Now it's approaching $400. So you have to, there will be code when you download it to play around with the multiplier, but I have no control over this, but this is the minimum requirement you need to trade to get a fill on anything if the market trades. Then sometimes if the market is calmer, you might need to only need 250, but usually it's minimum 150, 100. Okay. So as long as you have that, and what you're going to look for and make sure you don't have abandoned positions is you don't want to see these kind of positions here, SRM, XRP, to be over 200 tether. This may change, but for now, as I said, April 25th, this is what you don't want. This is what you want to be on the lookout for. Make sure it's not abandoned. Okay. And if I update this, this may have already get closed off. So let's see if that's the case with the SRM. So these are still open. And then what will happen is there should be a corresponding SRM sell. And usually part of the challenge is what you'll see here is you'll see XSP, XSP, OMG, OMG, OMG. So I had to split up the orders in order to get an automated fill on the sell. And that took a bit of work to figure out, but this is constantly being on top of. But what you don't want to have is to have your wallet with too many of these left open, because if it's overexposure and these coins start to drop, you'll lose money. And you're going to also get other situation here where you'll be left with what they call dust orders. So you'll see here for Chainlink, for Uniswap, for OMG, you're going to get these leftover positions and holdings of BNB, OMG, Link, Uniswap, and so on, or Ethereum. Okay. And if it's under $100, again, so far, if that is under $100, usually what you can do is you can convert a small balance into BNB. So it'll come up with, okay, I just did that. But usually that's something you can do conveniently to look for the smaller orders. But you can only do that every 6 hours. Okay, so knowing that, that's the big improvement. But again, you can't get around the exceptions. I'm going to break that down in maybe another video. But it changes all the time. But it is selling what it can under current conditions. So far, that's everything underway. Okay. So now what we're going to do is we're going to start looking at the coins that have performed in the last, let's say, 24 hours. Okay. So let me load up. Okay. So this is the 25th. I'm going to start only the 25th. Okay. So we'll go through those coins. So we'll start up, let's see, up here on Algo as well, and check those out. But first, let's look at Bitcoin and Ethereum, because this is what drives everything. So you can see here on a daily, look at that. That's a fairly steep drop, but we've seen this before. If you look at the math, 61,000, it was below 49,000 last night. It's starting to recover. Now, will it recover? I could say yes, no. There may be more downward pressure, but I did put up on my Discord, my Telegram, that there was a lot of unloading of Bitcoin 14 hours ago, like $6 billion worth. So I put up a story on that. If you want to know more, what you can do is if you go over to my blog under social contact, let's see if I can find it. Give me a second here. So if you go to quantlabs.net/blog, okay, if you want to sign up to these, they're along here under social contact, but the Telegram channel is right here. But get in touch with me regarding Discord for the invite, because that only is available for 7 days. So if I post it here, it'll be outdated within 7 days. All right, so knowing that, a lot of interesting stories get posted there, and it really helps knowing these so I can give rationale why is what's happening. But I do think there's going to be more downward pressure with Bitcoin, because $6 billion has been dumped by whale traders in the last 12, 14 hours. Okay, so this may continue to get driven down. Now, when you look at Ethereum, it's holding its own pretty good now. When you look at the volume of, or sorry, I should say market cap of Ethereum versus Bitcoin, Ethereum started to eat into the market cap of Bitcoin, because I'm thinking people ask, why is Bitcoin not blowing through 60,000? The easy answer is Bitcoin cannot scale. Ethereum can. And we're also reaching a scarcity point with Bitcoin as well. So I think there's more and more people, more and more mining is going into Ethereum. Okay, so that's why Ethereum's starting to pick up market share as well. Okay, so that, and that's why it's holding its own, why it's not getting hit as hard as Bitcoin is on this downward pressure. And I do think Bitcoin may continue to go down with this dumping of Bitcoin and moving into Ethereum. So there's that. So let's get into what has been traded over the last 24 hours. If I can get to it. Okay. Give me a second here. Okay, that's what we want. This window management sucks for Linux, but whatever. Okay, there we go. All right, so that's the window I want. Okay. So my apologies. Looks like I got to log back into Coinbase here. Coin tracking. No, Binance. Oh, no. Oh, no. Cool. All right. So let's go through the spot orders. So I just showed you that. Go through the order history up until starting today. There's going to be a lot of coins being traded. Looks like Ethereum's getting pretty active as well. And we'll go through that. And that's what's being traded right now. If you have any comments, let me know. All right, so we're going to start with, let me just show you what we're going to do here. So this is my order history. So we'll start right here, okay? So we'll start with the algo move up. All right, so finally I got my act together. So the first one we want to look at is algo. Everything's on a rebound, no doubt about it, except for Bitcoin. We talked about that. As you can see here, this has been hit really hard, but this is looking pretty good. So that open here, 108. Close at 117, so that might be still in play. How do I know if it's in play? You just watch this. There's not a lot of activity happening there. It's not, that's not going to get driven up. The next one, ontology. So I'm keeping my eyes out on the chat okay, so we have ontology. All right, so same thing as the algos, open 151. Here, it's not much of a move, not explosive at least. Let's look at Chainlink, but these are profitable, I would think. And how do I know it's profitable? I'll show you that in a minute. So here we have Chainlink again, same thing. You know, they're not explosive, but these are the ones in play right now. We have Uniswap as well. So Uniswap's looking good. It's done really well. It's barely been hit. This is going to be a coin to watch over the future. So right now it's at 32 and 30, but it looks like the high here is at 34.80. So it's moved about 10% today. Pretty good. Let's see what else we got here. We've got Chainlink. Chainlink again. Has moved. Let's look at Filecoin. Another one that's done pretty good. So it's everything's starting to seeming to recover. So we got Filecoin here. Sorry, that's not much to brag about there. SXP. Again, this is all in USDT, spot market on Binance.com. SXP. How's that one doing? That's not too bad. Let's see how that one's been doing. Okay, so we've got here open three, high of 3.330. So it's a good 10% move on that. OMG, did we do OMG? I believe so. Okay, so now I'm seeing Ethereum. So Ethereum on the open today, 2,214 high, 2,347. So that's roughly about a 5% move. And got one more page here. Just looking for anything that we haven't seen yet. We got more Chainlink. So now we have SRM. This was moving pretty good last night. Let's see that one. SRM. And this is live. Again, this is live. So I'll show you the Coin Track and see how it's been. It was at 1.8%. Look at that move. My God. That's a big one. Okay, so the open here, 578 high of 572, but that is big. Oh no. So open 578 high of 728. That is the best performing coin. So now is that in play? Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, not much compared if I was to show you Bitcoin, if I showed you Ethereum. But yeah, you can see that volume right there on that price. See how fast it's moving? That shows you the volume of Ethereum versus SRM. So SRM is definitely performing better. Okay, but when you look at a coin like Sol, why isn't Sol coming up here? There's a couple of things that my bot looks for is volatility, but let's do that comparison. So we'll do a comparison between SRM and, well, SRM. Okay, so if I was to show you, let's say a 5-minute chart, see how steady that is? That's like a nice move up, a 5-minute chart. Compare that to Sol. You can see how choppy that is. That's why my bot won't pick that up. But as a missed opportunity on an hourly basis, that looks okay. But you can see here it's starting to move, and that's since 11 a.m. yesterday. Okay, so the bot's not going to pick up everything, but it will pick up these kind of moves on a 5 minute. So that's why SRM's in play. Or if I was to show you the same thing with Chainlink here on a 5-minute chart, you can see here it's starting to move since 5:40 a.m. today. Okay, so that's why that's moving pretty good. So all in all, this bot is starting to perform. I can give you the update on the history here. Okay, so this is the latest in real time. And again, this is my own Binance account. Okay, so right now I just did a buy on SRM, did some selling on XSP, OMG, lots of OMG. So if I go back to the wallet of the Fiat spot wallet, hopefully you'll see not so much abandoned. So the only one in play is SRM. SXP is questionable. And then we have those dust orders still. So I can't do anything yet until probably 3 p.m. my time that allows you to do every 6 hours. Okay, so that's that. So if I go back into the cointracking.info, let's see how far up. So it was 1.8% on the daily balance. So here is the daily balance here in real time since I started this video, still at 1.88. This is part of another problem with coin tracking. I was thinking and hoping that that coin tracking would update this tracking every hour. And I just got a word from Dr. Christiane William, who's the head of the support desk at cointracking.info. She said that it only updates once a day. So I can't use the coin tracking for daily target measurement. So I've got to figure out another way to do it. So it's limited. So now what we have here, this is the real deal. This is in real time. So let me repeat again. it's really important that you have whatever guru you have is showing this, showing you third-party verified real-time trading. If they're not giving you real-time trading, they're garbage, okay? And some of them are charging $17,000, okay? And they don't even give you what I'm giving you. And they're not giving you the performance on a daily basis here, okay? So we're up 9%, 1.32, 16%, and so on, okay? So if they're not giving you that, then you should look elsewhere, okay? So what does that mean? And a lot of people complain that I'm not doing this, but if you want my opinion, there's no excuses now. So what does that mean now? It basically means that I'm able to, on the pricing, I am going to easily be looking at a 50% increase in the coming days as this starts to strike and I'm able to show this. On top of that, I'm probably even going to double it because I'm giving you something that's proven and in real time. Right now, it's a grand. If you want to get in on it, it's going to get harder and harder to get in on this. So as a warning, I'll be putting out free courses and I'll be teaching you how to set up a virtual server on Vulture. It'll also test you if you can make orders, push orders through with Binance and an API key, and being able to show, prove to yourself that you've got the chops to be able to do that. If you don't, I'm not going to be able to help you because I don't have the time to handhold people through that process. And if I did, I'd be charging you a lot of money because now I'm managing your account. So you will have to prove to yourself that you have the capabilities to set it up, get the Python working, get an API key from Binance, as well as push real-time orders into your Binance account. If you're not able to do that, I hate to say it, you can look elsewhere. You will not get the same performance as I'm showing you, and most likely you'll get scammed. That's pretty well it. You'll get sucked into the latest MLM scams that I've seen that work off of Binance. So a couple of good examples is some people are saying that the Sailor MoonSafe or whatever crap that is a Ponzi scheme. And maybe it is, I don't know. But there's some accusation that it is. You got to go off Coinbase and it's just a complete mess. Here, once you set up your account, it's your account. You can liquidate your account anytime you want. Some of the MLMs I've seen, yes, accounts go up, but when you want to withdraw out of your account, you have to wait a year to be able to do that. That's how you're basically locked in. And there's a lot of projects that I've seen on these exchanges and you get locked in. You don't want to get involved in those. Why? Because you're getting the performance already, just speculating high performing in real time coins that actually work. And again, we're using cointracking.info where 900,000 people are using this. And this is verified, this is real, this is not BS, okay? So if you wanna jump in, watch out what I'm doing and you got to get yourself onto that newsletter. Or at least my Telegram or Discord or sign up to my email, okay? Because this train is going to move and it's already moving, okay? You're witnessing right now since the start of this video, okay? It's trading right in front of you, okay? And we're already up for the day, what, 1 point? Let me just go back to my balance here. I think we're up 1.8%. Okay. And that's for today on a Sunday when you're not even trading. Okay. So I do believe it's been licked and all the problems have been solved and that's it. So there's no questions coming up. I'll give it another couple of minutes because I know there's the delay on Facebook, on YouTube. But right now, I talk about missed opportunities with this coin right here, Sol. I've already put out a video earlier, a few days ago on Friday called How to Day Trade Crypto in a Down Market. That can be used using MotorWave. I've shown you a study that works, seems to work with no lag. And that's a problem with a lot of these indicators, studies, they lag. And you miss out, especially on crypto, you miss out on that opportunity. And I appreciate the likes or like I got. Another thing I got to talk about is YouTube. YouTube's turning into a dumpster fire where they don't like crypto. I'm only doing these streams to capture emails because I know people will email. And again, if you want to know about that, just go over to quantlabs.net, okay, to join. Okay, we will be putting an alert out there, and it'll be in short order, 50% increase, and then doubling it from where it is right now. And on top of that, with the course that I'm putting out, you will have to show that you're capable of pushing live orders with Binance using Python. I'll put out the education on it for free. But once you're able to do that, then you can join. Okay, I'm not gonna converse with people that don't know how to do it. Because people, here's the thing about the easy way. You can do the easy way and potentially you will not get what I'm showing here. Okay, I'm not gonna, you probably will not be able to get the kind of performance. And let me repeat this here. Okay, really important. You can see here at the beginning when this was started, I only started with this, $275. Okay. And now we moved up to $6,000 in 2 years. That's over $6,100 a few days ago. And it looks like we're going to, in the next few days, as it's been corrected, approaching $6,000. I see here, Digital Nomad Investor. Hi, how you doing? Expat from Thailand. Yeah, Thailand's a great place to trade out of, okay? Because you don't have to worry about tax. I've been talking about that. Another thing is, I'm kind of worried about what the US is potentially gonna do. Turkey has already banned crypto, okay? They've already banned it. I mean, there was a scammer caught with $6 billion. So he got caught. Or not caught, but he's on the run. So knee-jerk reaction is that Turkey decides to ban everybody from crypto. And that's what started this whole drop, among other chain events that spooked people, the wealth tax that spooked Bitcoin, and so on and so forth. That's why it's dropped. But the point is that you're able to take a minimal hit and be able to recover from it. And it looks like we are, okay? So that's what's going on. I don't know what more to tell you, but I will be tightening up the standards for people. Now, where I was going with that is if you want to get involved in so-called easy money, especially with crypto, it's not as simple as that. You got the only, let's put it this way, in the last 10 years, you want to build money or build wealth, it's going to be around IT, okay? It's going to be around programming. It's going to be around computers. Take a look at the top 10 market cap companies and market cap. I'd say 9 out of 10 of them are going to be, with the exception of maybe Tesla and Amazon, but they're still driven by software. You realize that both Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are programmers. The same with Zuckerberg and the rest of them at Google. And it was programmers that built where we are today to build wealth. So that's why if you want to do well or to acquire wealth, you've got to be fairly strong in the technology as well as the software development or software engineering, okay? So that's gonna be the kind of people I'm after, okay, that will do well. 9 out of 10 people that have joined are technical and are, some of them are programmers, but they can figure out and muddle their way through this. But those that don't have that technical capability fall behind, because I'll tell you, if you wanna build wealth with crypto, just join an ETF, but good luck with that, because I think you're gonna start losing wealth. They just don't perform. And if somebody's just joined an ETF that focuses on crypto, check out your balance sheet on Monday, tomorrow, and see how it's doing. It won't be good because they're exclusively in the coins of Bitcoin, Ethereum, and maybe Litecoin. Let's look at Litecoin as well over here. So that's what's going on. I only got one comment. I've given fair shot for people, but here's Litecoin. So that is, if you're in Litecoin or Bitcoin, that's your stock performance since, or ETF performance since April 14th in the tank. Now, if you get lucky, you know, you're doing okay with Ethereum, but it's a gamble. It's like stocks. It's a gamble. You don't know which one will perform out of the four. Let's say if it just purely indices for the stocks, the S&P, Dow, Russell, or any of them, because it's a hit and miss with them. But here with this thing, it only focuses on the top performing coins. And because I keep now majority of my whole account is in Tether, which is a stable coin, as long as the US dollar doesn't crash, we're okay. Okay, let me just check the daily balance here. So it was 1.8. Has it been updated? So still 1.88. It's like every hour it gets updated. Let's see if we've got any buy or sells going on. Again, this is the my own Binance account. Doesn't look like it's been sold off. Yeah, so nothing's changed. So the market may have tanked for all I know. That's pretty well it. Thanks for the likes. I guess I'm going to shut down today. So tomorrow night, if you want to know what's going on for tomorrow night, I've put up as a set of video on YouTube. Let me just pull it up here. So we're going to get into semi-day trading, but most of it will be driven with automation. So this is the video I'm going to refer to right here. How to day trade in crypto? How to day trade cryptocurrencies in declining market? Okay, that's the one I post on Friday. So we're going to focus more on that tomorrow night, but do it live. Okay, so be aware of that. It's tomorrow, 7 p.m. Go on to my blog, check it out, and whatnot. So there's nothing else being said. I'm going to shut down. Thanks for watching. I think, 1.88% today is pretty good considering what happened last night. And I think it's starting to show recovery. It might not be in Bitcoin and it might not be in Ethereum, but the altcoins are starting to get back its base. Or supports is starting to show. Other than that, I'm going to say thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day and good luck to you. Bye.